This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
With every extreme weather event, we're reminded that climate change is a problem that's not going away. Our government seems a little afraid to take action on the issue at times, but now an interfaith group is calling for action like never before. Faith leaders from the Hindu, Sikh, Buddhist, Quaker and Christian communities of Australia have banded together to collect 25,000 signatures on a petition calling for more climate action. And they handed it to the government in Canberra just a few days ago. On the line now to tell us about it is Nageya Chorley. She's the head of advocacy at Caritas. Welcome, Nageya.
Thanks, Claire.
I saw a statement that this petition is actually Australia's biggest climate petition. Is that right?
It is, in the sense of it's been run through local electorates. So it's not an online petition. It's an old school pen and paper petition. And we've managed to mobilise 93 electorates in Australia, which is amazing.
And 25,000 signatures is really impressive for pen and paper.
Absolutely.
How did you go about it?
So about 6 months ago, a range of people came together. We had Buddhists, Hindus, Quakers, Muslims, Sikhs and Christians that gathered. And just like you said in your introduction, I guess really recognising the fact that, climate change is only growing as an issue, but most importantly, it's affecting the poorest communities throughout the world. And I think throughout the teachings of the different religions, throughout, the Bible and the Quran, there's a strong emphasis on stewardship, on creation, on conservation. So all these people decided we've got to take really strong action. So they took to the streets. We had 200 volunteers in 93 electorates going to local mosques, going to local schools, going to churches, and really opening up a dialogue on this central issue of climate change. And really, often some quite controversial conversations. People have very strong views, of course, on this issue. But trying to open up the dialogue, open up the space, and for those that were comfortable, they signed on. So this is people of faith leading a process, but on behalf of the broader Australian community, saying that we really need strong action on climate change.
What do you see as the most urgent issues around climate change?
Well, as you know, we've got a debate raging at the moment around our clean energy target. So I'd say in an Australian context, I think one of the absolute priorities is that we get really clear that it's not an either or. It's not about cheap energy or, a really ambitious clean energy target. That in fact, we really need to, for the sake of our future and the future of the global community, heavily invest in a clean economy. So I think that's an absolute priority for us as a country. What we did last week when we met in Canberra, we sat out the front of Parliament House, people of faith sat around a table, and they made a really strong point, which is that this issue affects everybody and therefore it needs to unite us. So enough of the party politics. While we need strong political leadership, the issue itself can't be politicised. So we're really calling for the different parties to come together, to step beyond party lines and to take really strong action on this issue.
A number of your leaders involved in this are saying that there's a real moral responsibility. Explain what you mean by that.
Absolutely. So just going back to what I mentioned before, there's no question that the people who are the least responsible for climate change, so those people in developing countries who have the lowest rates of carbon emissions, are already being the most directly impacted. And we're seeing that right at this moment. There's extreme weather events going right throughout the world. But we're seeing, just as a couple of examples, large parts of Southeast Asia being heavily impacted by flooding. We've got 3/4 of Bangladesh underwater. 40 million people are being impacted as we speak in fairly poor countries. And not only that, we've got a huge drought going on right throughout Sub-Saharan Africa, that's caused famine. We've got 20 million people at risk in Sub-Saharan Africa. So these are parts of the world, as I say, who have not been, emitting huge amounts of carbon, but are already being directly impacted by extreme weather events. And also, most importantly, I think, unpredictable weather patterns. Just to give you an example, in Africa, 70% of the population are farmers. And farmers, as we know, rely on a predictable weather pattern. So when you've got unpredictable weather patterns, that wreaks havoc on their ability to really bring in a sustainable livelihood.
Yeah, it's ironic, isn't it? And very, very unfair when you look at it that way.
Absolutely. It's a central issue of justice, which is where the term climate justice came from, that there's a central concern here around the people who are the least responsible are being the most heavily impacted.
Pope Francis, I noticed, has actually pushed for a lot more awareness on climate issues and made comments in the last couple of days after he was flying home over the Caribbean along the lines of man is stupid, which is very strong words, but he's very passionate about this cause, isn't he?
He is. I mean, we've been so blessed, I think, as a global community, not just Catholics, but non-Catholics and people of different faiths as well, that Pope Francis has been an extraordinary and courageous leader on this issue. Of course, 2 years ago, he released Laudato Si, which has been a really defining document, I think, for all of us who care deeply about this issue. And it's really led the way as well, I think, for other faiths to come forward and to speak up on the issue. So his commitment is to very much go beyond the Catholic community globally and to speak to the broader global community. And he's not scared to go where other people are scared to go. So, you know, he absolutely names it as it is, which is what he's done in the last couple of days about just the irresponsibility of people talking about, climate change not being real because, there's so much at stake. And especially when you think about the young people, there's a huge question around intergenerational justice and equity. So we're making decisions now that will have a huge impact on our children and our grandchildren.
Mm. And as a group of faith leaders, what are you hoping will be the outcome of the action that you took last week?
I think really sending a strong signal to our politicians that this isn't a peripheral issue. This isn't an issue just for the Greens. It's not just an issue for environmental agencies. This is an issue that actually needs to unite us. So people of faith, and of course people of faith now represent 60% of the Australian population, but people right across different faiths are saying this is a central challenge that needs to unite us, it needs to bring us together, and we need to work collectively to find the solution.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.